It's Tuesday, the 2nd of June, and it's time to get your gaming grin on with the Game Grin Greencast. It's talk about games. Aaron.
I'm never going to drop this.
Gauze.
Hi.
And Jack.
Aaron, stop this.
Okay.
And I, as always, am Ace. Today on the stream we are playing Bunny Guys, a game that came out in September 2023. Was given away free on Steam recently. It's by Wit Studio. W-I-T-T-E. I presume that's Wit. And it's a platforming parkour game. We're going to give it a go.
Do you think the bunny guys are going to be able to, like, jump well?
I'd hope so, but I'm guessing it's going to be clunky.
Oh, no.
You think it's going to be clunky, like an AI bot?
Yes. Oh, no.
I'm not a fan of the faces. The faces are creepy.
No, just the motion blur when you move around is... Stop, Aaron!
You can move around?
I can move the camera and I can shake my head.
Oh, I see. I thought there was something wrong.
Did you ever see game Super Bonnie Man? No? Or yes? I didn't
no,
hear.
I have not.
There's like a famous co-op game where there's two characters, two humans dressed in bunny suits, and they roll around and grab each other.
2, 1, go!
I'm crouching. Does the controller work?
It does.
No, fuck.
I
yeah,
died.
I'm dead already.
does it work good?
It works.
Yeah.
Manageable.
I didn't think I touched that razor blade.
I jumped there. I guess I need to be a bit more weighty with what I do. Oh, God dang it.
That
was my bad.
Isn't it?
That one was my bad.
Well, premise is difficult, lemon difficult.
Okay, I don't know if that was, what, I'm already at the checkpoint? I don't even get to...
Yeah, I don't know if there are checkpoints or it's just see who can climb as high as possible.
No, there are checkpoints. I made it to a checkpoint. I don't even know which way I'm supposed to go.
Wow.
Now,
oh, dang it! Now, I also made it to the checkpoint.
I don't know which way I'm supposed to be going. Oh, I made it! But I went the wrong way. I went the wrong way.
I did that.
Oh yeah, I made it to the checkpoint easy.
I died and just got loaded to the checkpoint.
Bah.
Oh come on, that was. Whatever.
I love the voice acting.
Okay, yeah, no, how to get over that?
No.
Sprinting the toe dies. Yeah, that's kind of how it... Some things you think they will kill you, they don't kill you, and some things that you think will kill you, they...
No!
Wait, I just said the same thing twice, didn't I?
Something you think you said, you've already said.
I broke the
something toes. You think you say, you didn't say. But something that you think you didn't say, you did say.
So how do y'all do that?
No!
The left side. Fuck, no. Okay.
I bet Ace is at the end of the level because he's pink.
Okay, there we go. Made it there. So this one comes up first. No, God dang it! The jumping is on like the smaller ones is a little smaller bits of the stage is a little, I'll say, annoying.
Okay, that's checkpoint two. How's everyone else doing?
I'm probably going to manage to finagle my way there without even trying. Not by being good at the game, but by getting lucky. God, I thought I managed to get past that.
So on Fortnite, there's player-made stuff, and something that my kids like to do is parkour, which is basically this, but with like all the levels look exactly the same. They're not greatly made. Dang it!
There's one rock there that I swear just kind of sucks up the jump, which is not fun.
Okay.
Drats.
I heard there's some good stuff on Fortnite.
Here we are. Do this slowly.
Yeah, I thought it was just Battle Royale and the Save the World version, but no, it's got some stuff on it.
Been going for so long, I'd be surprised if it hasn't.
Dang it.
Yeah, they, I think it came out on May the 4th. They now let you make basically game modes with the Star Wars license, with the assets and characters and whatnot.
So, how much Baby Yoda is there in the game?
I assume Baby Yoda is in there. I only looked at came out. I looked at the documentation, and they have a list of characters.
Okay.
I'm terrible at this.
Oh God. Okay, fine. I'm probably gonna die here and do all that again.
Easy.
Okay.
Okay.
God, I didn't even... Really? That far back?
Let's see checkpoint two, I can do it.
Checkpoint two. Yes, I fell down past checkpoint two and respawned at checkpoint two.
Save me, Ace.
No.
No.
I really hate when, like, you have, like, a platforming section where there's, like, a bit that is relatively easy, even if you have to, like, be, like, perfect for a long time. And then there's something that you can just very quickly fail, and the checkpoint is before the long, easy bit.
Hey, Gladiator Gaming. Currently Ace is in the lead. I'm catching up. I'm not sure everyone else is.
I'm sure I'll be... Yeah, I'm the last one.
I had been catching up, and then I died.
Why didn't you catch me, Ace?
Crap.
Honestly, what? I feel like Gores is ahead of me. I am the furthest in the back.
God damn it! I just fell right back down on checkpoint one. You could discourse Prince of Persia's birdie for this. I'm not sure it did.
There is no sense of time in this. Running.
Just a counting up timer to tell you how long you've been here.
I jumped and it was like, no, you didn't press the button.
Yep, I felt that before.
To do that. To decide, nah, you're not jumping.
Might just be the timing is very strict.
Crap! That the animation gets stuck or something.
Yeah. Sorry. No, go ahead.
That was it. I'm done.
I do appreciate that you can, like, climb up if you're at the edge of something.
Yeah, that if that wasn't there, I'd be quite miffed.
Let me jump again.
It's like a fake out, because I see myself sliding off platforms, and at the last moment, he grabs on. So every time I have a little heart attack, goddammit.
No. Okay.
I'm coming for you, Ace.
Jesus. Sometimes you grab hold, sometimes you don't grab hold.
Yep.
Okay. Checkpoint 2! I made it.
Sometimes you jump, sometimes you don't.
Got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Sometimes you jump and sometimes you get jumped.
Oh no, that's sad.
I fell down and now there's a frog.
That's good frog. What is the scary big bunny for?
No! God damn it.
The scary big bunny looks like me.
That's true, you're very scary, Ace.
I mean my character.
Yeah. Oh, come on, why'd you not grab?
Okay, we have two big balls swinging in the middle. How fast do these go?
Oh, grab hold, you silly bunny.
Bunny guys.
Oh, I jumped. I hit the jump button.
Doesn't count. No! Glorg.
No, they got Glorg on.
I don't super like that, like, the big jumping... God dang it. things push you, like, back.
It's a bit unintuitive, but then again, like, what isn't?
Yeah, it's my bad. I was too impatient.
My fault for existing.
Oh, no. Okay, there we go. Let's do it together, Jack.
We can do it.
Come on.
Don't do it. No! I swear, as
check
soon as
point three! And I immediately leap off.
I managed this the first time. God. Dang.
Gosh, dingle darn.
With the van, you can jump across the entire gap. If you're running. I kept doing it at the back.
Ah, the wanted van skip strategy.
Okay. Alright.
I think Aaron is losing it.
It's just, it's always annoying when, like, the first time through, you clear something with relative ease, and then it's the thing that gives you trouble every time from then on.
That's a terrible feeling.
Don't. No, why'd it move? I'm hanging out with the frog now.
Yay, frog time.
Can you, like, boost me or something, Mr. Froggy? No, okay.
Oh, no, that was not a good time to run.
That's not helpful at all.
That was not a good time to run.
Was I?
Slow and steady.
Okay, checkpoint 2.
Right.
So Gauze had trouble getting to checkpoint 2. Now watch Gauze get to checkpoint 5 before anyone.
You did it, Gauze.
Yeah, I did it. Checkpoint 5.
Here's the thing. If you like do like a backflip at checkpoint 2, it actually like pushes you forward to checkpoint 5.
What?
But you have to like figure out how to do a backflip. And the tutorial for that is only at checkpoint 9.
What? Come on. This is a platformer that's like anti-rhythm.
No. It is.
Oh, look, there's a giant Ace statue.
Oh, stupid moving platform. I was stuck. I kept climbing up on the edge of the platform as it was moving up and down, and like I could stay on it, but the second I tried to get off of it, just fell.
Okay. Now to jump here. Checkpoint 3. Oh, hey, there's a little outhouse. There we go. I'm gonna take a quick break right here.
Oh, snaps.
Hi, Ace. You want to take a quick break here? Enjoy a nice little, just a nice little rest in the trees?
No, however, I will go into the outhouse just so I can kick the door open.
That would be pretty cool. Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool.
We can't afford the license for that.
Okay, Jesus, I'm Christ sorry.
Theron. I just muted the music. It's all out of the window now.
Now Smash Mouth are gonna come after us.
Would they do that? Yes, they would.
Well, they're lawyers, maybe, or whoever is handling their estate, because Smash Mouth passed away a few years ago.
All of them, or is Smash Mouth just one person?
The guy that sings, you know, Smash Mouth.
Yeah,
you know, Jonas Smash Mouth.
Okay. I do now appreciate the crouch button, I think. Assuming this is making this easier. If it's not, then I'm just doing a placebo.
Just play walking seems to be all right.
Okay. Yeah, I keep running. Now that I'm used to it, because I keep falling.
I keep running so I can fall faster.
This should have been called Fall Guys.
Because you're fallen, and you're guys.
Well, it has a bed elevator thing. I almost hit the bird. That would have been fun.
Okay. Haven't fallen yet at checkpoint 3. Checkpoint 4 is within sight. Distant sight, but sight. Let's just...
Okay, and now it's pipes to walk on. This is going to be super easy, I reckon.
Playing all those Sonic games prepares you for it. Just grind.
Sound.
Tried to cheese it by jumping.
Aaron, you're going to have to move faster. There's a line.
There's a queue!
Sorry.
I'm sorry!
Beep, beep! Beep! Beep!
You can't blame Erin. It's a habit she picked up by living in the UK. Just queues everywhere.
I've got no time to queue. Nope.
Okay. Not sure what was up with that, but I've made it. Not quite, but I've almost. Okay, let's see. There's a.
I like these pipes.
Is that a jump pad?
It is the bed thing.
Oh no! Is it like a good jump pad?
No. It sent me in three different directions, three different times.
Oh frick!
I tried to warn you.
Okay, I'm at the pipes. Oh hi there. Oh, there's like a little jump, a bed thing right there to get back up to the pipes, I guess, or maybe. Weirdly, I don't see your name, whoever is down there. It's Jack, I see. By doing a little quick little screen look.
Yeah, it's me, and also I don't think I can get anywhere from here, which is a bit concerning. Oh no, I can. Fixed it.
You did.
I'm gonna fix it.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense, Ace. This is quite the maze. I guess I'll just follow you.
Yeah, this is my second time to the pipe, so no. That's a terrible idea.
If I'd just gone over there, I could be over there, but it's probably fine. Yes! Okay! I did it!
The bands sound like they've been smoking for 50 years. They're made out of cigarettes.
Oh, do I have to jump down there?
Hey. I'm going for it.
You got there before me, Jack. Well done. But I'm right behind you.
I'm also scared.
Where's okay, the best place to jump to? Maybe I can just jump down to the rock? That'll be fine. Even if I miss. Yes. Okay. This seems to be a more direct route from what little I've seen. Oh, hi, you made it already. Congratulations. I am just so scared.
Ah, dang it. Didn't grab the ledge. I was doing pretty good.
I ran through checkpoint 4 and died instantly. On the spikes.
Oh, come on, rotating razor thingy.
Checkpoint 4, almost made it to you. Okay, it's checkpoint 4, just a little bit more.
Getting way too crowded around here, lads.
Okay. Yes, checkpoint 4!
Nice. Good job,
Thank Aaron. Thank you.
We're proud of you.
Thank you. I'm proud of y'all as well for getting through all of this. Wow, this is not, you can't stand on this, apparently. That's sad.
Fuck!
Oh, I am actually just stuck, I think. Oh, there we go. I am free.
Yeah, I was a good stuck on that. So I hesitated and everything went to shit for me.
Oh, frick. I fell through. Longer jumps probably would be better.
This is a recording that like needs to be edited down to every time one of us swore. Just the intro and then fuck, which will be mostly me probably. My filter is terrible.
This part doesn't seem that bad.
It's basically just you either get through it or you drop onto a spot where the bun doesn't climb up and you're dead.
I see.
Oh, come on! Oh, it took me all the way back to the beginning.
Great. Oh, I not sure how I did that. I just sort of like skipped across a couple.
No!
Oh, there we go. That one seems a little bit more hard to deal with.
Welcome back, Ace. Watch out for cars.
Okay.
I think all the beds send me in the wrong direction. That's not very nice. So yeah, be careful how and in what angle you jump onto the beds.
The beds. Got it. I don't think I ever saw the frog y'all saw.
It's in a little island.
We fell off and landed on the frog.
I see. Yes. It is. I think you have to be the exact angle for the beds. Jesus
Christ.
Shoot.
What happened there?
I don't know. I have no clue. I just sort of got caught in the geometry there a bit.
No, come on.
No. What? That wasn't enough to clear it? What even am I clearing?
Stupid bed.
No.
I missed the mattress, even though I just stepped off of the rock.
I'm not sure what the correct angle is for the bed. Is it, like, straight down, maybe?
Maybe. I've normally been like getting great results with like the very front, like the edge that's against the space, but that time it did not work.
When it comes to beds, I'm having good results when I lay down horizontally.
I could lay down.
I get it.
Permanently.
Okay.
Well, trying to jump in the middle of falling onto like the yeah.
Oh fuck you guys.
The bunny whoever guys
designed it. And bunny guys, yes.
Whoa. I'm on a tree! I'm on a tree, everybody!
Is it helpful in any way?
It saved me from dying.
Can you progress?
I hope so.
I landed on a birdie bird, and I was kind of hoping it would fly me to victory, but it did not.
No! Okay, can I get... Dang it, frickin' heck. Darn, heck, shoot, frick.
Language, Erin.
I'm so sorry. I'll try to do better.
Explicit stream.
I'll try to do better, Senator.
Now I'm struggling with the bloody bridges. Which I was blazing past last time.
That's fair.
It's as these things tend to go.
I've been having luck with the bridges so far, but I was very much struggling with them at first, and I imagine that my luck with them will fail eventually. I just hope that I make it through this checkpoint before that happens. No, frick! That was just a... I thought I could do a checkpoint. I skipped there. I could not. Maybe if I'd run? Maybe if I'd ran? But no.
Hey, bedtime.
I haven't seen anybody in a while. I guess it means y'all are doing well.
Oh, very poorly.
Okay, so being right at the edge pushes you away forward a lot and also gives you some good height. But I have yet to be able to do this second bed. Have any of y'all cleared it?
I just managed it. You need to kind of look at where your goal is and aim, basically.
It's just checkpoint forward, five. The whole...
You're not.
What?
How dare you be very successful.
Oh, yes, there we go. Hopefully I don't have to do that again, because I don't know entirely what I did. Okay. Best plan here is to just go. Ooh, okay. No. Frick. So close there. With the spinny bits, I always feel like I can time the first couple perfectly, and then when I'm jumping off of like the second one, I just completely flounder and go flying.
I should have perished, but I didn't. I'm not complaining. Don't take this away from me, game.
Hope the game does not take that away from you.
Just for anyone listening along and thinking, oh, they seem to be having fun, I am not. This is not fun.
Yeah.
This is stressful and makes my little brain hurt.
Yeah, like... It makes me feel tight in the butt.
There are sections where the platforming does feel satisfying, especially when you manage to, like, clear something.
Checkpoint five.
But a lot of times the gameplay kind of, like, gets away from the experience.
Checkpoint six. From five to six is quite easy. At least for me it was.
The guillotine forever spiral was awful. And I died at the last section.
Yeah, the guillotine spiral is stressful. I'll stop and let these balls finish swinging. Whack straight for them.
Okay, I'm on the boxes.
No, the boxes
were simple enough. Just take your time and be careful. the spiral of blades is where it gets iffy.
That does look stressful. Is the checkpoint up there?
I don't know. I didn't get up.
Yes, it is.
No, I feel worse.
No, at the top is another spiral.
Oh, no.
Spiral the Dragon.
Spiral the Dragon. I gotta get back into playing that game. I enjoyed it when I started it, and I want to get back to it.
Did you get the remake trilogy or the original?
I have the original game, and I also have the remake trilogy. But I only have like the original, the first one for the like original games. I guess if the spiral just goes slow, this is... I am a little bit worried because like the blades seem to have like a larger hitbox than you'd think.
They do. And it's not always clear which one you need to be careful of. Because I got hit by one that I thought wouldn't be affecting my general area at that specific moment.
Dang it. So the after checkpoint 5, it is pretty straightforward for most of, and okay, failed at the first obstacle. The first half, it's basically just walking on a train track that has nothing on it.
That's cool.
I haven't heard that name in years. Yeah, I think the last time something came out with that was the remake trilogy, but that was quite a few years ago.
It was. And I mean...
Before that, it was the Skylanders franchise.
Oh yeah, Skylanders. I played the first game and didn't get very far and then stopped. Because I was like, oh, but I want to do all like the 100% of the first level. But I can't because I don't have the toys and I don't really want to buy the toys.
But you gotta have Super Mega Penguin.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I should go back and get and buy Super Mega Penguin from my local GameStop, and then try the game over from the beginning.
I mean, you can probably find most of the figures and the game and the weird platform thing on sale.
That makes sense. I think I do actually still have the weird platform thingy. Sorry, go ahead.
No, just I'm getting back to the boxes. I don't wanna.
Yeah.
The tower takes so long. Not a nice tower.
In general, I do kind of wish that the checkpoints were a bit more frequent.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing in these games is... very few and far between, so...
True.
Good old rage baits.
Wait till you get to checkpoint 6.
Like to even get to 5, that's your fantasy.
So checkpoint 6 starts with, like, wide... wide walkway... with a bunch of like bushes and trees growing on it, and beneath the bushes are hidden trampolines, the beds.
Naturally.
And there's saw blades and stuff like that to kill you, but mainly is just trying not to step on a trampoline and get thrown off the platform.
Oh, here's checkpoint 6.
I keep thinking I'm almost done with the spiral.
Fuck off.
Yeah, the spiral doesn't end.
It does eventually.
I kind of wanted to like get off at one of the islands and like buy a snack, but I decided not to.
I kind of keep looking at them in the hopes that they'll have a secret bed where you can bypass this rigmarole.
That would be pretty cool.
This tomfoolery.
The camera is also kind of annoying here. with Alec.
It... Aaron.
Hello. I see you are about to come up upon me.
See our buddy, Barney.
I apologize that I am not faster.
No, you're doing it right. I'm impatient. And I know I kid, but I will honestly try not to push you.
I still feel bad.
Beep, 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 beep!
Ah!
Oh my god, you found a okay. Car.
He's not going to push you. He is going to stab you, though.
Oh no! Not in the back!
Yeah, the checkpoint's right there. We got this. Just take it easy.
Okay. We can do it.
I think when you two get there, we'll finish the podcast, give our thoughts on the game a bit.
Yes, we've made it.
No.
Go. What's this?
Did you see something?
Oh, dude, but nothing there.
I thought there would be a checkpoint, but there isn't one.
So we can probably do the thing.
Oh no.
I started running down the rails. I don't even care anymore. I want this to end.
Yeah, it's certainly a challenge, isn't it? It's quite well made. I haven't noticed any issues. The physics are supposed to be a bit spongy.
Yeah, it's not too floaty.
Yeah, it's a little too strict in places, considering the sponginess, but overall it's fine.
Huh. If you've ever played one of those Fortnite obstacle courses, then you'll probably enjoy this. It's got some achievements.
I mean, when it comes to this specific genre of games where you're climbing weird architecture and it's difficult, it's not bad. It's another one.
Yeah, and I do like the cute bunny guy designs.
Full price is £4.29, and it's currently 40% off. So it's £2.57.
Oh. I'm.
Ah, come on.
Pay £5 for this, I think.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd pay £2.50 either, though that's more probably just because this isn't my kind of game.
I mean, support devs, support people, do the True. Thing. But
well, like I say, it's 40% off right now. So the sale for the Steam sale price is probably going to be it might not be on the Steam sale actually, given that it's just been on sale. But anyway, when it goes on sale, by all means, if this has piqued your interest, grab it. Wishlist it in the meantime.
I will say I do really love how big the freaking birds are.
That about does it for this episode. Thank you for joining me, Jack, Gores, and Aaron.
I believe you, release.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Powers of Anime Lounge, and of course, check out our writing on GameGrin.com. And until next time, game on.